Ooh, Dennis, you are sounding real spotty.
Am I real spotty? I'm sorry.
There you are.
Yeah, so much for checking the levels before the show, huh?
Yeah, so much for that.
Hey, who needs professionalism? So, welcome to the fourth episode of the season. I luckily for everybody else, was not part of episodes 1 through 3, so expect a lot of nothing from me. Today on the panel, we have one John Sanzari. John, say hi.
Hi. It's You Know Nothing, John Sanzari.
You Know Nothing, John. And Sean Waters.
Sean Running Waters?
Well, I'm not going to do racist jokes. I can't do that.
They're not really jokes.
Yeah, they're not. That's just our names.
Jokes are generally funny things that people say.
These are just legally binding documents.
Whatever you say, you call them funny. Marie Lopez, formerly Sarkeesian.
You couldn't even get that one right.
Yeah. What
the Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian. Never.
Voices jokes. I'm not going to do it.
Oh, and, you're varying them. Yes, I see.
And Royce, who is
Royce
not,
is not here today.
On mic right now. Yes.
But I am adding Ariel.
Oh, good. That's
woo!
Great.
Ariel, don't call me Sherry Schmiedelheiser.
That's it. That's the one.
Is she there yet? I see. She joined Skype.
Well, I'm calling her. I guess she'll answer when she damn well feels it.
God damn it, she will.
We're off to a great start.
Yes. Professionalism at its best. So so I just, as I was saying to people before the show started, I just now watched the episode, and I had a couple of pointers. I don't know if they're funny or not or anything.
What's the name of the episode?
I don't know. I just watched it. I haven't even processed everything.
Oh my
Sons of the Harpy.
Sons of the Harpy, not to be confused with Sons of Anarchy on AMC.
Sons as Harpies?
FX.
Sons of the Harpy.
Just seeing if anybody's paying attention to me.
FX. Yeah. It was on FX.
Well, so here's the basic rundown of what happened this past episode. Sansa's still getting passed around.
Hot.
Vince is the king of maneuvering.
And Menudo.
And Menudo. Bronn is the king of killing pretty snakes. Jaime Lannister must have had a hell of a time jerking out, but still can barely handle a sword. Stannis Baratheon might have just a pinch of an actual heart. I don't know if that's the case.
Doubtful.
Ilaria has an army of genetically engineered Amazon lookalikes.
Hot.
Tyrion's singing sucks. Daenerys still a child. Cersei is still a conniving bitch. Melisandre is still a whore. And Jon Snow still knows nothing.
He knows less than nothing.
Zero.
And
although I did call that the Red Witch was going to try to, you know, play with his D, and he said no.
But then boobies, though.
Yeah, but then boobies and such.
That Red Witch totally wants the Jon Snow D.
Don't we all?
Well, yeah, we all do. But Jon and I both saw it coming. We predicted it last episode, if you listened to last week's podcast.
Most of you
giving you a high five, Marie. Boom.
Up top, Jon. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
You and me. Smart as
there
fuck.
There we go.
Nailing these things.
Because if there's one thing the show does not have enough of, it's male, you know, which you said, D.
Actually, there's like tons of D in this show.
Really?
You see it like all the time.
You just got to look for it.
I'm
yeah,
looking.
It's like, where's Waldo?
Where's the D?
Big old D. Yeah, so, okay. Super happy to see the reappearance of Melisandre's. I'm going to start calling her Melisandre so I remember how to spell her, because it's not
Melisandre.
That's Melisandre.
Her rap cover album.
There you are, Ariel.
Hi.
Yeah. Hello. I'm like, I'm tired of calling her Melisandre and then not being able to remember how to spell Melisandre, so I'm just going to call her Melisandre.
There you go. It's like Andre 3000, but not black.
Or Eric Andre, but more funnier.
And with great boobs.
Andre right. The Millis.
Great
so,
boobs.
Super excited to see her boobs again. Super excited that she was coming on to Jon Snow, because she wants that Jon Snow dick for that Jon Snow semen and that Jon Snow blood, so she can make some other creepy, weird, powerful baby.
Is there anyone's dick she does not want?
Unpowerful dick.
She not
Theon
make a
Greyjoy. Wait, he doesn't have a penis.
Well, technically he does, but it's a trophy to somebody else.
No, they sent it to his family, remember, in a box.
And maybe the family kept it.
Doubtful.
Like a family heirloom.
Yeah.
Maybe they can bring it to that creepy Frankenstein doctor.
Right? He could use it.
Could you?
Oh my god! If they attach the if they attach Greyjoy's penis onto Mountain's body, he'll look so disproportioned.
That would be a great thing to do. Just like, hey, hey, here's someone else's dick. Deal with it.
I'm down. Wait, what are we talking about?
Dick. Okay. And attaching someone's dick to someone else.
Okay. Do you think Mountain has a bigger schlong than Hodor? Because Hodor's thing looked like an elephant's trunk.
It was similar.
I don't know why we're speculating on it, but I guess I would have to answer Hodor, and then I don't know why I'm catering to you, John.
Because Hodor?
Because Hodor.
Oh, okay.
He has a good point there.
But yeah. So, okay, remind me, people that are smarter than me and pay attention to the books. Look, Ariel, I'm looking at you.
Hi.
So I recall Melisandre, a previous episode, she was riding that Baratheon dick and then like had a smoke baby or something later.
Well,
like,
that was with Stannis.
Yeah, that happened, right? Well, I'm not
the shadow baby happened with Stannis.
Right.
And then she like wanted to bang Gendry because they needed his blood to like for her spell or whatever it was to like kill. Like she said, like the three names, like Joffrey, Rob, like the usurper, and then they're like dead.
Yeah. So what's the whole point behind her going after Jon Snow? Does she see royal blood in him?
Yes. Would you like the Jon Snow theory?
I want the Jon Snow theory.
Okay. Give it to us. Jon Snow theory is that his mother is Lyanna Stark and his father is Rhaegar Targaryen.
Who the fuck is Lyanna Stark?
She's the sister who died before the series began. So Ned's sister.
Ned's
the one
sister.
That Sansa was looking at in the tomb.
Ned's sister's name is Lyanna. She's buried in a tomb under Winterfell.
Yes.
Okay. And then who else?
Rhaegar Targaryen, who they started to mention, who's like Daenerys's
oldest brother.
Yes.
Okay. He was supposed to take the throne. Where did Rhaegar fucking come from? Please explain to me where Rhaegar fucking came from.
Daenerys had two brothers. Viserys, who was the guy that got the molten gold dumped over his head, and Rhaegar, who has not been seen or in the show or anything.
No, because he died previously. He was killed by Robert Baratheon.
Right.
During the rebellion
thing. The usurper.
Yes.
Question. Wasn't Ned his father?
No. Well, yes. They say he is, but he might not be.
Oh, so you're saying that that's all a lie?
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
so there's this whole thing with like the Targaryens that they want like that they have to have three children to like complete the three heads of the dragon. It's like a whole thing. Like there's a whole I don't know the exact. It's like a magic thing. I don't know
the
why.
The trifecta of Terra.
Basically, and so Jon Snow, if he's a Targaryen, that would be the third child, which means he has like royal blood from two lines or something. So Melisandre would like need him.
Wait, you still lost me again. Hold on. Okay, Rhaegar.
I'm trying to find the whole dragon thing.
Okay, so there's a three thing going on.
Right. Okay, so you like you know how Daenerys has three dragons and like their sigil has the three-headed dragon.
Yes.
The Targaryens. There's like a whole. Oh my god. Sorry, my internet's being like.
So
shitty.
Everything has to happen in threes. So Daenerys had a three with two brothers. And then Jon Snow's a baby Targaryen, and there's a three.
Well,
there.
He might be a Targaryen. It's like, oh god, what is? Okay, I'm trying to find this whole thing with the three-headed dragon because it's like this ridiculous,
so
really in-depth thing.
Dren needs
how
precisely three different batches of royal semen in her.
Sure, yeah, it's all about threes.
I thought.
Also, how about the fact that the Red Witch at the end of her like letdown, she said, "You know nothing, Jon Snow," just like what the Ygritte said.
Yeah, okay, I found the thing. Okay, so there needs to be three Targaryens to conquer Westeros. So if Jon is a Targaryen, then you have Daenerys, who would also be a Targaryen. And then there would be a third. There has to be a third. So the whole thing is that the three-headed dragon is there's three Targaryens who need to conquer Westeros.
Aemon Targaryen, the old dude.
Yeah, it could be him.
Okay, gotcha. So we need three living Targaryens, and then they become the masters of Westeros. So we need, theoretically, Jon Snow, theoretically, old guy that you just mentioned, Sean, and theoretically, Dragon Queen.
Daenerys.
Well, I guess we know she's a Targaryen, so it's not theory. So she's at least one, and we are finding two more to make the three-headed dragon to own all this property in La La Land.
Basically. Yeah.
Okay.
But then what happens if I land on Park Place?
Well, see, if you land on Park Place, then you have to have the boardwalk, and then you can just own everything.
Okay. So three Targaryens are trying to take over Westeros. So then what is Millis Andre 3000 trying to do with Jon Snow semen? Is she trying to make the third one?
That's possible.
Or is she trying to do something else? Like,
I don't know what
she's doing.
She could
be hungry
doing.
For semen. Like, she's just like jonesing for it.
Yeah, what was up? Okay, what happened to the last smoke baby? What?
It just disappeared.
Where did that go? Like, she just birthed it and then it went off into the land and then no one ever saw it again? Like, what was the fucking point of that thing?
That didn't that baby kill
Renly
one of the yeah, that, and then that with the tall blonde bitch, like, they accused her of killing him. It's like, no, I saw a shadow. It's like, oh, a shadow.
That's why when Bree described seeing it, it was a shadow with the face of Stannis Baratheon.
Hey, African American with the face of Stannis Baratheon.
That what Dennis said.
Okay, so we don't know what Millis Andre 3000 is trying to do yet.
No, she's a crafty bitch, and I don't trust her.
Sean, you don't trust any crafty bitch.
I don't trust hardly anybody.
So is that like the Price is Right rules? What happens if she gets four types of semen and she's out then?
I don't know. Did she go over the limit? Did she? What's the?
If she does. I'm just wondering.
What if she gambles wrong?
If she does,
wrong?
Then I don't think she wins both showcase showdowns.
Oh. What if she guesses wrong and she doesn't put royalty semen in her? Does her body reject it? Is it like gluten-free? You know, she has to have king's blood in it or else she gets sick?
King's semen. I need king's semen. That's what I need. She needs.
You got to have that king's semen in threes, no less.
Yes, always in threes. It's
That's
better.
Difficult. Those are hard lays. Also phrasing.
There you go.
Like, old seriously, thoughts. She's totally going quality over quantity. Like, I'm just going to fucking only fuck kinks. That's it.
Sounds about
That's how
right.
I roll. It's got
Because she
red
puts
hair.
Her pussy on a pedestal.
Aw.
John.
Aw.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right, so
oh, wait,
I guess
so
that,
this whole dragon has three heads might actually have to do with their Lord of Light.
What's okay? Yeah, there's more religion going on. Please explain to me.
So much religion.
There's the Lord of Light. There's these like sons of the harpies that are carving things into people's faces, and like, what's all that about? Why is religion a big thing this
That's
season?
That's the star of the seven gods that they are carving into yes. people's faces.
Seven gods, but three-headed dragons. What's the difference?
Well, the three-headed dragons has to do with the I think with the red, like whatever their religion is.
The Lord
with
of Fire.
With Roller.
How many religions are there going on right now?
Three.
Yeah.
In the show. But I mean, well, everybody in the North, there was like the whole thing where they worship the old gods. And then pretty much most people just worship the seven gods. In Braavos, they only worship death. And then you have these like radicals in King's Landing. And then the Sons of the Harpy are like with like slavers. There's a lot.
What's the three-headed dragon religion?
I think it has to do with the red religion, with the Roller, the Lord of Light.
Yeah, the Holy Rollers.
Yeah. Although, actually, that might not even be part of religion. It's just a prophecy.
It's confusing as shit.
There's a lot of shit.
A majority of people worship the new gods, which are the seven, the seven that they talk about. When they talk about the seven gods, those are the new gods. Then in the north, what Ariel was saying was the old gods and the new is the seven. The people in the north worship the new gods, the seven new gods that were established throughout the kingdom. But they also worship the old gods, which are more spiritual and nature-like. That's why Bran is a wog and can talk to animals and shit. they're from the north. They have more magic-based beliefs. Whereas the seven new gods, you kind of just pray to them and they take care of whatever their attribute is. And then the Sons of the Harpy are just a group of people who think that nobody is special and nobody has the right to rule another. And it's just,
who are those people?
Those are the people, the Sons of the Harpy. Oh, no, the Sons of the Harpy are for the slavers. It's the new people.
Who are the new people? The new people are King's Landing. Old people are North. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So North is set in their own ways. It's cold. It's dark. They don't like to progress. They're worshiping old gods and going into people's heads, right? Okay. Kinda. And then you go south, and you got seven of them, and then you go more south, and they worship death, and then there's a dragon thing. I don't know. It's confusing as shit. That's why I don't like religion in the first place. Telling people to do stuff, they're getting murdered and killed.
Okay,
and
so she thinks Jon Snow. There's so much going on.
Okay, so explain to me why the gays were arrested.
Because of apparently it's sinning.
Okay, well, they've been sinning for a long fucking time. So, no, seriously, what's Cersei's plan?
I feel like her plan is probably, like, was to arrest Loras to cause a rift with Margaery so she can't control Tommen.
is pretty much trying to discredit Margaery and her entire lineage in every way she can.
Basically.
I think Cersei may suspect that her grandmother was responsible for Joffrey being poisoned, like conspired with Varys for that.
You think she's onto it?
I don't know if she's onto it, but she's acting erratically right now and like lashing out in rage, trying to, but she can't do anything directly because she doesn't have any direct power. So what she'll do is influence her son, Tommen, to, you know, reinstate this religious guard that he put in. And then so now that's why Loras got arrested.
So I thought she was acting that way because she was afraid she was losing the only children she still has. That she didn't, and not necessarily that she suspected that Margaery's grandmother killed one of her kids, but that she's losing Tommen to Margaery, and then she lost her daughter over in Braavos, and she's just freaking out and wants to hold her onto her family.
She's not.
She has a little bit of emptiness syndrome, sort of.
She's in Dorne, and that's where Jaime and Bronn went.
Right, you're right.
But also, I think she wanted to just destroy Peter Baelish's like whorehouses, like because, and now he's coming back.
But why?
Well, because nobody trusts Littlefinger. Nobody trusts.
Nobody should
ever. Nobody should.
But what he's doing is Sansa.
Like, what is she thinking, Lord? Like, what is she thinking? What's her plan?
I think she's just thinking she's going to just, basically destroy and, like, disrupt all these things to, like, A, distract Littlefinger so he can't work against her, do whatever he's planning. And then, at the same time, like, get rid of Margaery.
Are you thinking Cersei is just losing all of her power right now and she's just grasping at straws?
Yes.
Yeah, she's just clawing at whatever she can get.
That's why she sent Mace Tyrell over to the Iron Bank to, like, deal with his shit in the Freelands so they can get money. So now she has, like, she's controlling this council.
Yeah,
like,
she's pretty much, like, the acting king because her son can't do shit.
Because he's all like, I don't want to hurt anybody.
It's like, you should go to Casterly Rock. Come on, go, Mom, so I can have fun with my friends.
Basically.
It's got to feel pretty sucky, though, that, like, everyone killed your family, your dad's dead, your son is dead, your other son is incompetent of being king, but he gets all the title, and she has to do all the work, and no one likes her.
Nobody appreciates her.
She's putting in a lot of hours, man. She's working real hard, and she's underpaid, and...
And then they have to go and say, oh, you are going to drink that wine? No, she deserves all that wine.
I wonder if she's afraid of being killed at this point. She's got a fear for her life, right?
I feel like everybody should.
Yeah, exactly.
Cersei?
Yeah.
I think Cersei's just crazy enough not to be afraid. I think she's completely incensed at the, you know, after the death of Joffrey. I think Joffrey was her one favorite child.
I
do think she loved him more than any other.
Yeah, really? Why'd she love Joffrey?
But why? He was a shit.
I have no idea. It's just that she seemed to have such a connection with him a lot more than she did with her other kids.
Probably because he was so close to, like,
being a cunt.
Well, yeah.
He was so insane that she was like, you're my favorite.
I love you, man.
I just thought that she thought he was their only hope. I don't think she liked him. I always got the impression she's like, I know he's a shit, but he's my only chance at, you know, ruling this shit.
Well, because wasn't he a bastard, too?
They're all bastards.
They're all.
Like, they all are. They're all Jamie's kids.
I love how that's coming out now.
Yeah, they're like, you're our sin.
They're like, fuck you, you fucking bastard.
To Tommen.
Filthy bastard.
I feel bad for Tommen. He's like, I think 12.
I think he can do a lot of good because he's not as, like, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Because Joffrey had just, like, a dark soul. Like he really was just pure concentrated evil. And this guy, he's, like, the other half. The yin and the yang. He's the yin to Joffrey's yang.
Yeah, like, he's so, like, sensitive and kind that now he's like, I can't cause violence. I can't do this. But, like, they need a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, he couldn't even free his wife's brother from jail.
No, he couldn't go past. They're like, he's praying, the guy he needed to talk to. And he was like, well, I guess I won't see him today.
Yeah, just let him pray, I guess.
It's kind of the conversation they had in the previous episode with Tyrion when he was telling him that, you know, that the kingdom needs somebody who's stronger than that guy. But a little softer than Stannis.
They need Daenerys Targaryen. That's who they need.
I don't know how she falls in the middle. Okay? I still didn't form an opinion about who she is other than still being a fucking naive child.
I think she falls in the middle in that she has a duality in her ruling where she tries to be fair but also strong.
Yes.
And then she's realizing that that might not well be the case, or it's not going to be easy than she thinks it's going to be.
Right. Right, yeah.
So in that duality where they're showing her struggle between the two, that's why they're saying that she's a good ruler, because she can understand both sides. Whereas, you know, Joffrey was only about harsh ruling, and Tommen doesn't understand the first thing about it, and he's just trying to be fair. And
but he's like so afraid to cause waves.
Right. And really,
because he doesn't want to have the same fate that Joffrey had, which was getting his fucking.
You think that has anything to do with it? I think it's just his personality.
Yeah, I think he's just like too kind.
Pacifist. He just non-confrontational. He just wants to play.
Also, he's like a child. Like
he's like, what, 10?
Well, I mean, how old like was 12. Joffrey? You know,
Joffrey
like
was like 14, 15, maybe 16.
Well, in the books he's like 13.
Okay, yeah.
In the show, I think he's like 16.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean, you knew of him for the first three seasons, so I think he went from like 13 to 16 or something like that.
Yeah, I think they all age dramatically. Like.
But yeah, the only people that are fair rulers are the ones that in this season they're trying to group together between Daenerys and Jon Snow and Baratheon and, you know, the even Tyrion. You know, they're all alluding to them working together, and all of those characters understand the difference between when you need to be fair and when you need to be strong.
Yeah, exactly. Like Jon Snow last week when he beheaded the guy, like he's the exact ruler that they probably need.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of hoping that they work together, not opposite, but it might not be all of them.
That'd be cool, though, like if they were like, here, Jon, you can have the North and Daenerys can have the South. Like, I think that would be like the best
situation. And then Tyrion can go situation. Back to King's Landing.
Exactly. Like, he can run the capital. Like, I think that would be like the best situation, is just break it up. No one person should have all of this.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe if you're talking about threes, maybe only three of them will get parts and stuff like that.
Maybe Sansa.
And then that little scene with Stannis Baratheon with his child, like it makes me wonder if like he really is just a puppet to the Red Queen, and he really is a knight, but like he shows like a hard side because he's going by the beliefs of what this Red Witch is saying, but he really just wants to rule. And he has like a soft side, so I'm wondering if that's gonna have any play with convincing Jon Snow to do his bidding. I wonder if we're gonna see the end of Baratheon in some way, shape, or form, and then the Red Queen ends up just like taking rule over and just defying everything that he stands for, just so that she can make this prophecy one without having Baratheon in the picture.
I never got the impression that Melisandre 3000 wanted to rule. I got the impression that she's one of those people that are moving chess pieces around.
Yeah,
she's,
I think her game is something completely different.
She's trying to make something work. She's too religious, she's too spiritual, and keeps talking about the Lord of Light in the aspect of she's trying to do something that she believes in a higher power about.
Yeah,
but then, like in like the previous seasons and episodes, her living up to this, Baratheon, he's like, all right, I don't, but I'll do what you say if this is what you say.
Yeah, like, Baratheon is one of those guys where it's like, I want to be king, I want to rule. But also, I'm going to listen to this crazy ass bitch because she does magic.
Kind of like how he in a sense that he sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah.
Stannis Baratheon is not necessarily a puppet, but he's a blunt instrument, and he is not a very good strategist. I'm sorry. And he knows it. And he knows that she's better at it than he is. So he's using her in a way.
He's kind of like Ned. He's a lot like Ned Stark, where he's like about honor and stuff.
That is true. Which means
and
he's
like,
probably going to die.
Melisandre's more about, like, oh, sorry.
So that probably means he's going to die.
Probably.
Like he's like something's probably going to try to happen with his cute little daughter, and
probably your crazy mother.
Yeah.
She's so creepy.
She really is. Like she was all for those people dying at the stake burning on like the beach coast wherever they were before. I think it was like in like the previous season or the season prior to that. Yes, Dragonstone.
Yep.
So I don't know. That really was a touching scene because of everything happening up until that one-on-one with his daughter in his study. Like it really just seemed almost as if like he didn't have a soul. And then he basically is like, no, you're my daughter. I love you. don't listen to all the other things that these assholes are saying.
Yeah, that was a really nice scene. Like, it does add another, like, level, I think, to Stannis. What else happened?
What else happened? How about the completely non-creepy Baelish's kiss with Sansa?
Oh, my God. Why?
Oh,
that was disgusting.
I did a double take. I'm like, did that just happen?
I literally was like, why? Why is this happening?
Standing there looking, she, not an expression on her face, just staring him down right in his
eyes. She's just like, okay. Although I do love the line where he says to her, where he's like, you've learned from like the best manipulators or whatever maneuver around. He's like, so maneuver with the Boltons and you'll get out of the North. Like, you'll win the North. And I'm like, she's going to win the North. It's awesome.
Yeah, like, because she's been learning a lot from Littlefinger, and Littlefinger doesn't seem
him.
Like, yeah, but it makes me wonder if Sansa's gonna play him and it's gonna throw him off, like, oh shit.
I hope so. Like, not just him, but she's also learned, like, throughout the seasons, like from Cersei, from Marjorie. Where else has she been?
With Tyrion.
Tyrion. Yeah, like, she's learned from all of these characters how to, like, manipulate and maneuver and be like, oh, okay, play like this part, but be this, like, instead. And that now she's going to have to do that with the Boltons until Stannis comes in the North, and then she will have the North because the North is on her side.
Also, she's been through a lot.
I know, and it's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
Of course.
She actually, at this point, I think she fears nothing, and she's like ready to like go at this, you know, like full force.
At this point, like, I think it'll be cool, like, from her working from that angle, and then now you have Arya learning to kill people in the with the faceless men.
Yeah, I'm definitely rooting for the women, but I don't know if I would. I mean, I don't. Littlefinger is such a good manipulator. I'm a little hesitant to say that Sansa could out manipulate him, but I suppose he could be fooled by her because she is playing the innocent card very well. And he probably doesn't expect much out of her. And
also,
he's
like in love with Catelyn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess he would never expect Sansa to double cross him. And so that probably means if anyone were to successfully double cross him, it would be Sansa.
Yeah. If anybody, maybe not now, but eventually.
Yeah. Right now, I think she thinks Littlefinger is helping her. She may get to a point where she realizes he's probably fucking her over for whatever else he has planned.
Yeah, for his own personal gain. But then also, what about the Dinkles?
The Dinkles. Man, you know I love my man, the Dinkles.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he got captured by Jorah?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was all like roller coastering in the thing because he's like, you're taking me to her? I was going to her. No.
Like, what, dude, a small you can world. Take all, you can take these chains off and give me something to drink. Oh, ouch, you punched me in the face.
That was great. He's like, you idiot.
So, I mean, I don't
what
know.
What is Jorah's plan? Like, yeah, what does exactly. he think he's going to accomplish?
I don't know. What is Jorah's plan?
Like,
is
why? He just why bring deliver? Him?
He thinks he's just going to deliver Tyrion, and then she'll win him back. Like,
but also Daenerys doesn't know who Tyrion is.
No,
just like, cannot accept that he's been put in a friend zone, and he's doing everything he can to try to get out of it, and it's just not going to happen, no matter what he does.
No, yeah, that's he's taking it too far. He's gone from Redditing to now he's got to like kidnap some guy to
like Craigslist
really
kidnapping.
Prove his point.
Pretty much, yeah.
He left his fedora.
I take it you're still reading the books, right, Ariel?
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I stopped at the third book. So, without any details, how far are they going away from the bookstore?
I mean, I'm only on book two.
Oh, okay. So,
like,
you're still,
I'm not. I mean, I know what happens, like, but from what I've read, like, they're really, really far off. Like, Sansa's not even in Winterfell in the books at all yet.
Well, the whole marriage thing that
all. That's all. That's a character named Jane Westerling. A whole different person. So there's like so like they're so far like Arya's story is pretty accurate to what is happening in like book four, but pretty much a lot of stuff is not anywhere what's going on. And like the Jon Snow stuff is actually pretty I think is pretty accurate. I don't think Stannis ever got there, but maybe he did.
Oh, so Stannis didn't even go up to the north in the books?
I don't think so. Huh. But he might have. I'm not sure. Maybe not till like book five.
Okay.
I'll find out.
Thank you.
You do that.
I'm going to. Because I'm only on book two. Like,
oh, yeah,
electric
you're from Boogaloo.
Exactly.
You got some catching up to do, girl.
I do.
Okay, so now somebody has to explain those genetically engineered lookalikes to me. That whole army of chocolate Amazons. Who the fuck are they? Because I must have completely missed. She just kind of shows up and they're there.
Wait, in Dorne or?
No, Ellaria.
What?
Yeah, and when she went to the desert to talk.
The daughters? Those are the sand snakes.
Those are Oberyn's daughters.
Oh, okay. I must.
That can really rock out that fucking pixie hair.
Hell yeah.
And throw awesome spears.
Why are they called sand snakes? That sounds racist.
Because they're bastard children.
Of whom?
In the south, in Dorne, they call their bastards sand.
Right. So sand in the south, snow in the north.
Snow in the north.
Oh, that's clever. Oh, I like that. Thank you.
I'm glad you like it, Marie.
I enjoy that very much.
Makes me smile.
Yay. All right. So they're all bastard children, and they're bastard children of the sand, and they're Middle Eastern looking. That's why I thought it was racist at first, but yeah, whatever. And cool. So, yeah, what are they about? Why are they snakes, and what are they doing?
What are they doing? They want to kill Cersei's daughter.
But poor Kay.
To get back at...
For Oberyn dying.
Okay, what does Oberyn mean to them?
The mountain.
He's their father.
Gotcha. So, daddy's dead and they're going to take revenge.
Basically.
That's the end of their plan. No bigger plan outside of we're killing this motherfucker.
Pretty much.
Okay, so
Stannis does show up in the wall in the books.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Right. So then you lied.
I did lie.
That's fine.
I was wrong.
This is fine.
I lied.
That's all right. I forgive you. Because now I'm looking up Oberyn. They're also... dark-haired and striking-looking.
There's so many characters.
There are so many characters.
Well, Oberyn has 8 bastard daughters.
What happened to the other 5? Where are they?
Who knows?
Uh-oh.
They're probably at... They work at a used car dealership somewhere.
I don't know if that's right. So do they all have their own kind of, like, ninja fighting skills thing going on?
I think so.
It's like
I just learned something I didn't want to know.
Did you read ahead...
I did.
Ariel, you were the worst. You were the worst at reading ahead at things.
Yeah, it was an accident.
You know you shouldn't. You know it's just going to be a bunch of spoilies.
Because I was learning about Stannis. I was like, oh, he was at the wall. And then, no.
Uh-oh. Don't even say it.
I'm not going to.
There's no spoilers allowed on this.
You know nothing, John Schmiedelhauser.
I know nothing. I will forget it.
That I did it last year, and I accidentally read into Arya's future, and I was like, fuck! I did not want to know this.
We should designate one person who has to look up information.
So we all know one piece of the future story?
Exactly.
No, I don't like that. I don't want to
know anything. Dibs on brand.
Or we can just designate certain people so that nobody else is spoiled.
No, I don't like that.
Everybody reads a chapter, and everybody knows a piece of it.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to do any of this.
Like the American League with a designated hitter.
Fine, I'll read all of it and just be a dick.
I don't mind speculating. I'll speculate to Kingdom Come, but I don't want to spoil it for myself. Especially spoil it reading the book, because the book may not be what the TV show is going to do.
No, I don't think it is. Like, yeah, the TV show is like all...
Because George R.R.R.R.R. Martin already said that the show...
R.R.R.R.R.R. I'm sorry.
You can't talk over Dennis because he'll cut out.
I think he missed an R.
Did I? I apologize.
I had to put
I think you only gave 5 R's.
Yeah, George, Regina, Reginald, Rottingham, Arnold. Martin.
I like those names.
40.
I like that Arnold is in there, but there's no A.
Rottingham.
Once again, making sure everyone's paying attention.
You got a still Hispanic name, you're racist.
I'm sorry.
Do you think that Stannis Baratheon's daughter is going to do something important or die?
I think she might actually be important.
Do you think she's going to become friends with Arya or some shit? Like, they become pen pals?
I don't know. I feel like she might end up, like, something... She's going to know something that's going to just be really pivotal to the story.
She just has a secret.
In some small way.
The secret was buried with her in her little, like, underground cabin where she was reading books her whole life because of her like, face.
Yeah, there's just what... She's going to know. She's going to know that Jon Snow is, like, Rhaegar Targaryen.
Yeah,
They
ask her any family tree lineage, and she can rattle off the whole history like nobody's business. She's like, what? I've been teaching my father how to read. I had to reread this shit over and over again.
And she's I figured out the Lannisters were all incestuous years ago.
And I was trying to tell somebody, but I was locked in this dungeon because of my face.
Nobody cares.
So, so basically, her skin disease is a form of autism in Westeros?
No, I think it's more so that she's a woman and no one paid attention to her to even notice that her face is deformed.
Basically.
Because she had no tits.
Wait, whose face is deformed?
The little Baratheon girl.
Don't believe
she has grayscale.
Hot. Grayscale?
Yeah, it's,
it's
a form of text.
She has a seal syndrome.
That's it's like what Killer Croc has.
Oh, that's gross.
Yeah.
Shit's gross. Yeah, I hope she has some sort of important role. Cause I always feel sad when they introduce characters just to kill them.
Yeah,
you die.
Characters like that do well in the show. They die.
Yeah. Anybody that's good dies.
Yeah, but anybody that lives has to suffer intolerable things for the rest of their life.
You know somebody big is going to die this season.
Oh, yeah.
You know someone big is going to fucking die.
Well, didn't George R. Martin like kind of like hint that like or one of the producers like kind of in an interview say like, oh, yeah, somebody's going to die this season. Big.
Did say earlier is going to be the bloodiest season that they've had so far, didn't they?
And so something far, no one dies.
No, they said that it's going to be in the end.
Has anyone died so far?
That guy they threw the spear through his head. I mean,
what about at the end with that huge like hallway like death battle?
Oh, that's right. There was a death battle with Grey Worm and that old fuck.
Yeah.
And he was wrecking shit, man. He like took on like how many of them guys? Took
what
like 12.
What was that old fuck doing?
Barrister. Sir Barrister.
Sir Barrister, yeah, the Strong.
Yeah, they got shanked in the hallway. That's no bueno.
Sir Barrister didn't fight that badly for an old man.
Barrister. No. I don't think you're doing this right.
Oh, darn.
No, he's a Starbucks barista.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're saying it right.
Yeah, barista.
He wants a mocha latte frappuccino.
Why would he want that?
It's refreshing.
But it's so sugary.
Yeah, but he needs an energy boost.
He needs to stay awake. He's a guard.
Saw that fight, didn't really need it.
It was pretty cool to see old guys, you know, kicking ass.
And they didn't really hint if he died or not, because at the end he took like a dagger to like the obliques, and then what's his snot came in and like no, don't die, I'm gonna help you, and then they just laid there.
Okay,
so we don't know if he like bled out or not.
He was about to have his throat cut, and that was foiled. So I think he lives at least for a while.
Yeah,
possibly.
They wouldn't be able to resist showing his throat being cut if he were gonna die. It would happen.
Yeah,
yeah, you would see it right away.
Is Grim
they're not subtle.
Is Grey Worm also dead? Or is he alive?
We don't.
I think it's another one of those things, like, we just don't know. I mean, he's probably just exhausted, maybe, from all that, like, fighting.
I was a little tired.
He's a little needed a nap.
He just needed a nice little cuddle with somebody because, you know, he has no balls.
No pingus. I don't think he has a pingus.
You're going to want those cuddles.
Okay, so he has no pingus. Okay.
No, he has a pingus. He doesn't have balls.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the fight started. It was the Sons of the Harpy, right? That were coming in and taking the gays, and then that was
the other religion people.
Oh.
Yeah, those
with
were the
in their faces.
The sparrows.
Oh, sparrows. Okay, so the sparrows were coming in and attacking everyone.
No.
Just the slaves? Just the masters? I don't remember. It was a week
the Sons of the Harpies. Sons of the Harpy.
With the face masks.
Are the people with the gold masks that are in whatever marine. Where Khaleesi is.
Uh-huh.
Those are the Sons of the Harpy. They are renegades. They're not like, they're just a religious sect that are, or actually I think they're loyal to the masters.
They're not even really religious.
Yeah, they were loyal to
they're
the
like
masters.
ISIS.
So they're the KKK of Westeros.
They're like they're basically like
the Krispy Kreme community.
Peace is bad.
Masters and slaves are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And then the sparrows are the fucking religious
the
fruity
religious
fucks?
Yeah, those are
yeah, with the Lannister cousin.
Lannister cousin? Like,
he came back and he had like short hair and he was like, hello, I'm your cousin. And they were like, what happened to you?
It's like, why are you wearing monk robes?
Jesus, right.
Right, but what fucked me up about that is that he's got Lancel jacked up in a cell for being a homo. But Sir Loras is in a cell for being a homo.
They took me and they bound me and then they flogged me.
Because you like penises.
That was from the show.
Right. And then
actual quote.
But the thing was, remember Lancel went to Cersei and apologized to her because they banged a bunch and they're cousins and they banged
also
a bunch.
Also, he poisoned Robert.
So, yeah, and poisoned Robert.
Schmoisen.
So how is he not ratting out Cersei and
I don't think they can touch Cersei.
No, but I mean, he knows that she bangs Jaime. He knows that those kids are all Jaime's kids, not Robert Baratheon's.
But I feel like everybody knows that and they can't prove it.
Yeah.
They could prove it if the cousin comes forth and is like, yeah, I've been banging her. My brother's been banging her. The brother was the father of the kids. Like, I mean, look at them. They're all blonde haired and blue eyed like them. So
But at this point, like, I think everybody knows about it, but there's nothing they can do.
Yeah, because there's no DNA blood tests in Westeros.
But also, like, there's no, like, who's going to take, like, they can't all just be like, oh, yeah, Stannis. Like, they'll all get beheaded in King's Landing.
Like that Geico commercial. Did you know all her children are bastards? Everybody knows that. Well.
Yeah, that's basically, like, I think it's something everybody knows, but nobody can do anything about it.
Well, did you know the Sons of the Harpy aren't really harpy? They're just like playing a harp, but they can't do it.
I see what you did there, John.
You're welcome.
He's clever, that John guy.
He's a clever bunch.
But I know nothing.
You do know nothing. Rhaegar is spelled R-H-A-E-G-A-R.
Yes.
Well, just fuck you with the spellings. Just go fuck yourself.
There's
still. Wait, you think he's gonna do R-A-Y dash
G-A-R?
Yeah.
You're like Hagar the horrible.
Is it Hagar or Hagar? Whatever. I always thought it was Hagar.
It might be both.
Sammy Hagar?
Yes, yeah, Sammy Hagar. Hagar Slacks.
Oh, okay.
I'd be happy if their names were like Bob, Billy.
So
Tom.
Sammy Rhaegar.
So if they ever do finish this Game of Thrones compilation, yada yada, I really hope that they go backwards and do like a prequel so I can fucking understand this Targaryen bullshit.
That's what
because they teased us in the first episode with the flashback and then totally threw off my predictions. I'm like, yeah, cool. Every episode they're gonna no, they didn't do that, John. You know nothing.
They keep introducing more history and more backstory, but in little quips and pieces. And I just want to understand what the fuck is going on.
Well, by the time you kind of figure out something, the season will be over most likely, because that's how this works. You know, like every episode's an hour and they build you up so much, you're getting ready to shoot your load and boom, blue balls.
See, I like the fact that they do it in little doses. I don't want to turn the show into another version of Lost. I don't need fucking long, drawn out flashbacks.
I need a fucking Lost that has a good ending. And this is my ticket. If Game of Thrones does it right and ends well, it'll satisfy every feeling I had about the last season of Lost. This is my replacement Lost.
I don't know why you're doing that to yourself.
I don't know.
Yeah, because everyone knows everybody in Lost was already dead.
Because I miss Lost.
God, they weren't dead.
They were in a better place.
All right, well, this isn't the Lost complaining
we
show.
We could do an entire hour on just...
The Lost podcast.
The finale.
Yeah. No, I really want to understand more backstory with the Targaryens and the Starks and how all these families got intertwined and where all these bastard children came from.
Yeah, plus, like, the Mad King. Like, I want to see, like, what was going on with that shit.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Like, that would be a great, like, prequel series just to see the rebellion and everything like that.
Right? Let me explain, Marie. There's this great land with a lot of people that covers a lot of geographic area. And these people managed to find a small group of people, about 50, and they all fuck each other vigorously. And only each other.
Go on.
That's pretty much what happens.
And then what happened?
Well, what's the problem?
So it's like the old country.
Yeah.
And so the vigorously fucking 50 people create all the kings somehow?
Pretty much.
Because they're retarded and inbred? That don't make no sense.
Don't make no sense, Jon Snow.
I just assumed Tommen was kind of slow because he just didn't have a chromosome or
he's
something.
He's a kid. No, he's a kid. He's supposed to be like 9 or 10.
You're supposed to be 9.
Well, I mean, I try.
So Joffrey was retarded. Tommen is...
Joffrey was crazy.
I think Joffrey was like schizophrenic or something.
Yeah, Joffrey was a schizo.
So if Joffrey is psychotic and Tommen is retarded, what is the daughter? She must have something wrong with her too.
I don't know. Maybe autistic.
I'm thinking Dawn Syndrome.
She has webbed feet.
Yeah, you're right,
webbed feet is probably like a sin or something. Wait. And it's like, oh, we got to burn you at the stake now. Why? Because your feet are closed together. But I can swim really well. You're a serpent beast.
Have we not seen Cersei's daughter to date? Like, do we not know what she looks like?
Yeah, she's been shown before. They showed her leaving. They showed her at the High Garden talking to the young prince, the guy that's in charge of High Garden now, of the guy that's the King of Dorne now.
And then she was in the Low Garden cutting the grass.
No, smoking the grass in the Low Garden.
Let me see. I'm going to post a picture in the chat. Is this her daughter? Is this your daughter? Do you know who
this is?
Is this
your daughter?
Or is that somebody else? That woman I just posted.
Yeah, that's her right there.
That's her.
She's got a cute little nose.
Oh, God, John.
John.
What?
But
I just calls it like I sees it.
She has no boobs, John. Move on.
I guess I know nothing.
So she's just hanging out in pretty dresses over in a faraway land, not doing nothing.
She's doing princess things.
What are princess things, John?
I don't know. Curling her hair, drinking, I don't know, teacups or something.
All right. Good one.
There you go. Wittiness at its finest.
Do you think Jamie's going to find her? Do you think Jamie's going to find her dead? Or do you think that he'll get her and then she'll die somewhere along the way? I'm assuming she's going to die.
I'm not sure how that's going to work. Maybe Jamie dies in the process, saving her life, and Brent, and that's the big kill for the season. Who knows?
Well, Cersei was foretold she was going to lose everything. I'm assuming that means her daughter, too.
I would assume so. If Cersei's going to lose everything, she's probably... Maybe Jaime and the daughter are going to die together.
I mean, that fight was pretty good. I mean, it proves that Jaime can fight with one hand, you know, as long as the guy throws his sword at, like, you know, like the right angle, he can actually catch it with his hand, his bad hand.
He was very, very lucky. That was a one in a million catch. Even he was like, the fuck am I still alive for? Oh, shit, my hand. It's holding a sword.
It's gold.
It's gold.
It's like he just realized it was metal. Like, oh, that's right.
It's like, all right, it's a strong metal. Okay, yeah, hey. Hey, help me with this thing.
He's not going to use his fake hand for everything. Like, put a loaf of bread and break it with his fake hand.
I think if every one of Cersei's family members that are still living come back to her, she would lose her mind and kill them just because she was expecting them to be dead anyways.
They're God, zombies.
Oh, God, you're all here. Oh, I hate my family. Why did I bring you back?
But I like how Jamie still has a sense of humor because he was like, we should bury these bodies. He's like, okay, you do it. And he doesn't even say anything. He just raises his gold hand.
He's like, I guess I can't give you a hand. Yeah. Jamie is totally starting to do hand jokes and hand jobs.
Whoa, hey, yo.
You think he was trying to give himself a hand joke with his metal hand?
I don't know, the metal hand, but the left hand, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely has to, so he's basically creating the stranger in Westeros.
Oh, can you imagine him trying to finger a girl with that hand?
Finger? He'd be fisting.
Exactly. He wouldn't be able. Oh, that would be painful.
It's made out of gold. It'd be delicious.
He'd never be able to give any girl the shocker with that hand ever again, unless he got a secondary attachment.
Right. Where?
Oh, God, he's got a suitcase of attachments for that shit.
Where you just remove the ring finger? Just...
Yep.
Different rubber hands.
Because, like, wasn't he supposed to be, like, this, like, womanizer, like, this God's gift, and then he cuts his hand, like he knew everything from that one side of his body, and now he has to learn it on the left, and now it's just like, damn, I can't do anything, man. I just can't please you.
His game was so good that he banged his sister.
That's pretty
next
good
to
game.
A corpse.
Yeah, he's got it.
Right next to that corpse.
He fucking does what he wants.
Well, I mean, he's French, right? So...
Is he?
Yeah.
French or French Canadian?
Either way, they're still French.
Yeah, but French Canadians are assholes.
The French aren't very far off.
I don't know. I kind of don't want Jamie to die, but as soon as you said it, now I feel like he is going to die. He's got to die at some point.
He turned me around with this whole quasi almost romance with Brienne.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Jamie, I think, has to die because he doesn't really have, as far as the TV show is going, like, there doesn't really, the storyline doesn't, like, the Lannisters are slowly dying out. Like, it seems like all of them are going to be slowly dying out. Cersei might be next, and then Jaime, and then you're just going to have Tommen and Margaery stuck there, so you're not going to know. Like, it's weird. I don't know.
I hope Tyrion doesn't die. He's a Lannister.
I don't think Jaime's going to die. I think every season he's going to lose an extra limb.
Oh, no.
Hope Grail.
Until he's just a head on robot body?
It's the body.
Wait, limb or body part? What do you think he loses next? Ear, leg, or eyeball?
Ear.
Oof. Yeah. No, eyeball.
But Tyrion already got his face slashed.
That's true.
So if it's the ear, like maybe like a knife gets thrown at him from like the sand snakes as he's running with his daughter, like the spear through the ear.
Do you think all of the sand snakes, just like Martell, do you think they all have that poison laced on their spear tips?
That actually, they might. The spear definitely does.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if they like snakes, they're going to love venom, so.
How many more episodes in this season do you think they'll be able to piece together the mountain and he's either going to, like, just break loose and run rampant or... Because I think he might be, if they're saying that this is going to be the bloodiest season, I think it's gonna be because the mountain is just going to just go on a rampage and just destroy everything in his path.
You think they're going to turn him into the Hulk?
I mean,
what was that you posted?
It was a little bit of like a Frankenstein theory when he got stabbed. He fell down. He and he like squished Martell's face. And then you see him getting all of his blood and the poison siphoned out of his body like a Jiffy Lube. And then you see him every once in a while, like, no, give me the heads from like the weird Dr. Frankenstein. And you see him like twitching and like underneath like his cloak. So there's definitely some sort of life force there. It's definitely not human. And I wonder if he's going to have a play in probably like one of like the final episodes of this season. Like he's just going to be a complete like wild card.
You see, he might just show up. And yeah, we have 6 episodes left.
Oh, no.
Man. Oh, this is going to be the quickest season. 6 episodes. Those are going to go by so fast.
But episode 9 always has like the biggest things happen.
In this season, are they going to have, like, because normally, like, they have, like, oh, tune in 2 weeks. You think they're going to do that again this season, or am I just talking out my butthole?
May 3rd, May 10th, May 17th, May 24th, May 31st, June 7th, June 14th.
Memorial Day weekend, maybe, just to stretch it.
I don't think so, actually, because it goes, so the next episode's May 10th, and then it's May 17th. May 24th, May 31st, and then June 7th, and then June 14th. So I don't think it does.
There aren't any more leaked episodes, are there?
No.
It's just the 4.
So now we have to watch it like normal fucks?
Yeah, weekly.
Oh. Oh.
Well, how do you think I feel? It's been a month since I've seen them.
Oh. Well, that's why we watched them in order, Sean, because we knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, but I must have. I must have now.
Or they're just like, oops, we leaked the next 4 episodes.
Sweet.
It'd be funny if they say, like, they leaked the next, like, 4 episodes, and it turns out that they're just dailies, or they're not real episodes, but, like, they're
just clips.
You. Yeah, there's just clips, snippets.
It's just a series of little images. It's a slideshow. It's not even, like, clips. It's just a slideshow of promotional photos.
What I do enjoy from this season is that every single episode has been better than the previous one. So far, like, because I was like, oh, my God, I like this episode. No, wait, no, episode 2 is really good. Oh, my God, episode 3, look at this. Like, it just keeps building up. So,
episode 2.
What was that?
I was telling, when I was in Florida, I was telling Royce that episode 2 was a little slow, and he said it was going to pick up after it, and it did.
It did.
Because Roy saw all 4 episodes.
Clearly.
No, he didn't. No, I didn't. I really didn't see all 4 episodes. I saw them one at a time.
Well, when me and Dennis were watching the South Park episode, like, it kept on wanting to play Game of Thrones, and then lo and behold, it played one of these.
The second John saw it, he ran out, and I'm like sitting there completely comatose.
Oh, yeah, I had them all downloaded. I had them all downloaded, but I hadn't watched them. They might have autoplayed, sure, but I probably in my auto playlist, but I hadn't watched them yet.
I'm sorry, Dennis. I left you behind. I should have came back for you. Like, no, come with me. Put a blanket over the TV.
Like, no.
Well, guys, it's about that time where we need to start wrapping up.
Royce, did you like seeing the Iron Bank again?
Yeah, it was, or it hearing was refreshing. It was my favorite part. Fucking sick of that goddamn place.
They're not showing it. They're talking about it for like 7 hours in the beginning of the episode.
You know, the financing aspect of Westeros is very important and integral to the plot.
Do you think
the crown owes so much money?
Yeah, like, and Royce, do you think that the Iron Bank is the equivalent to a credit union or Bank of America?
Probably Bank of America.
What about a PNC?
Dennis, you want to send us out?
Out. Thank you for listening. Thank you, guys. Once again, thank you, John and Sean and Marie and Royce and.
Don't listen to the South Park. Just keep talking, dude.
But it's fun.
No.
And join us next week for the recap of the episode 5. And that's it. Good night.
King Semen. I need King Semen. That's what I need.